sir. Haven't got home yet, huh?
No, sir.
Thought you'd be interested to know that just talking to Bizard, and he's done some of his checking, and he's going to get all the facts together so that we can be ready for him. What happened here was that within... he got hold of Sullivan.
Yes, sir.
And Sullivan says that within 48 hours after the go signal had been given on this, he, Sullivan, called all of the agencies and told them that the go signal was off and that nothing was to be implemented.
Mm-hmm.
So the point being that basically the president approved the policy, and then because of the acting on the recommendation of J. Edgar Hoover, and the Attorney General, he revoked the approval within 48 hours, and it was disapproved. Now, he has proof. Sullivan talked to one fellow, Tartolo or something like that, who says he did get a call from Sullivan to that effect. He's trying to find others, of course, who can also confirm it. You see, Guiler is in the middle of the Pacific. We'll probably bring him back in a minute. But the point is, you've got one we know for sure, but at least Sullivan swears that's what happened. Now, if we can get him to... when such a thing, if Irvin springs this, which he's likely to, the thing to do is to smack it right out of the ballpark.
Yes, sir.
This was a contingency plan that was presented. It was approved as a contingency plan, and then because of objections of J. Edgar Hoover, was disapproved within 2 days later and never went into effect. Nothing whatever drawn was under it. Nothing.
Perfect.
Now, that's what he says is facts. I don't know. So...
that's perfect.
I don't think Dean knows this.
No.
I don't think Dean even knew. He only discovered the goddamn thing about a year later.
Right.
And,
so let's let him play his hand.
He'll play his hand a bit, and I'm afraid Irvin will play his, and it'll smear the hell out of us for a while, but I think that's pretty good that we did turn it, that it was turned off, you know.
It's perfect.
What do you think?
Yes, sir. It's just perfect.
Well, not perfect because it's another crack at the president, but what the hell?
Well, I mean, from the standpoint of
whether we did something, whether we had a long-range plan,
and that's what we're
burglarizing and the rest and all the rest. No, sir, nothing whatever occurred under it,
right?
Because it was turned off. I sort of had recollections of that. If I remember, Hoover bitched about it and so forth, and he probably saw me in or something or called me in, or I don't know how it happened, but I know.
Also, I think the reality of it probably is back at that time, there's a suggestion to meet with this group to coordinate.
Right, which I did.
And they sent
a unanimous paper in to me, which I
said, fine, go ahead.
I said, go ahead. And basically, I didn't say it, but Haldeman told them that I approved it. I didn't approve it in writing, but Haldeman told them I approved it. Then within 48, which is all right, but then 48 hours later, Sullivan of the FBI, of course, with my approval, called everybody and said, it's all off. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's got to be the firm stand and try to get them all to get lined up for that as if and when the thing blows, because it's just another one to hit us with.
Well, I'm not... I think
Dean thinks he's got a lot more here than he realizes.
That, I think, is the key.
He thinks he's got a great big plan here that went into effect, and it never did.
It never did.
Boy, what a son of a bitch, though, to put out such a thing like this, you know.
They're getting wind of him. I mean, they're starting to develop the...
I don't know.
...feel of Dean.
Of course, they're giving him immunity and everything. He's going to really spill his guts.
Now, what does he have to spill?
Well, I know. A lot of it's going to be pretty rough on him if they ever get me.
If he feels this is what he has to spill.
Well, yes, this.
It's going to be an empty cup.
Well, on Watergate, he can spill about everything about Ehrlichman ordering to do this and Haldeman ordering to doing that and him and, you know, what he tried to inform me of on the 21st of March. But then, of course...
there's no problem.
That, because, by God, we stopped the son of a bitch then. We listened to him, but we didn't do anything.
Well, you did from the 21st of March on.
I know, but we've just got to expect that what we have to realize is that all in all is that everybody around is going to be flappable as hell at this moment. You know, about doing, not you, not Al, but And anything bizarre, not either, if, you know, once he begins to get the drift of things. The fact is that, goddammit, if something was ordered and turned off in 2 days, which he thinks is the case, as of tonight he's convinced of it, he told us. Based not only on what Sullivan said, who says he made the calls, that was also the recollection of Houston. He didn't remember how long it was, but he said he did not go into effect, Houston said. And it's a pretty good record. And also one of the recipients, at least he's found. He's trying to find the others, but they're all out of the country.
Well, that's that seems to me to be a very, very solid position.
We don't want you to get out and say that unless unless we're sure it'll stand up like hell.
Right. And I would hope that they run their string a little bit with it.
Yeah, I think Urban's likely to. He's likely to say there is a massive plan for surveillance.
Infringing on the civil liberties.
Right, that's right. And then we'll say, all right, fine, we're fine. We approve. Oh, the other thing was, this kind of activity was all underway through 1967. Mm-hmm. Ramsey Clark then discontinued it. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of this meeting was, Sullivan particularly was insisting we should end NSA, that we reinstitute it, see, because of the riots. Mm-hmm. And that's how the meeting came about. And so we decided to, and then decided not to. And that's really what happened. To the God's truth.
sounds very solid to me.
But sure, you get back to the point that in 67 it was done.
That's
67.
Right. That's right.
Okay, boy.
Okay, sir.